Lensman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Johnson Brock High School. It's time once again for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, the Johnson Brock Eagles hosting the Freeman Falcons in a girl-boy doubleheader. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast. Seated alongside me tonight, we have Clara Heller of Johnson Brock Broadcasting. Clara, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Glad to have you along with us. We're excited about the fact that tonight our audio coverage here on Sunny 101.3 is also being simulcast on Johnson Brock Broadcasting's Strive TV. So if you're at home listening to the broadcast and you have a laptop nearby, you can watch the game tonight and also enjoy our broadcast. You will find it at Strive TV, that's strive.tv/Johnson Brock. That's where you locate us. The doubleheader tonight, both games will be carried on that simulcast as well as here at Sunny 101.3. This is going to be a couple of really good matchups here. The Johnson Brock girls, after winning 17 straight ball games, suffered a heartbreaking loss in the championship of the Pioneer Conference Tournament to Sacred Heart. They lost 67-60 in that conference championship, so it's going to be interesting to see how they respond when they go up against a high-flying team here from Freeman. The Freeman girls, 16-4 on the year. They're coming off of a big win last night over Sterling, 51-37. Clara, you had a chance to talk to Mitchell Atkinson a little bit about that. What did he have to say?
Yeah, so today I got to talk to Coach Atkinson. I asked, how is he feeling after the conference game and what the team was looking to improve? He told me that it was upsetting, but he was excited to bounce back against a good team. He's looking to finish strong in the fourth quarter because they have good one through third quarters. And then I asked him how he feels about Freeman and what the biggest challenge is going to be for them. He said that Freeman's a good team, and the biggest challenge is going to be trying to score. Freeman's going to put up a good defense, and the game plan is to have a good offensive end overall.
Probably the biggest news coming into this one for the Johnson Brock girls is the injury to Daly Pelican. Daly, just a freshman. She's the first girl off the bench, gives them a lot of good minutes. She comes into every ball game. Daly suffered a concussion in practice this week, and she is not going to play at all tonight. In fact, Daly is at home watching the stream and listening to us. I talked to her mother earlier here this evening, and Daly, if you're looking in, we wish you very well. We miss you here, young lady, and we'll look forward to seeing you back on the court, hopefully next week in time for sub-districts. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls varsity contest. That's coming up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Broadcasting.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. Randy Gatula, Clara Heller with you as we're getting set for this doubleheader, the Freeman Falcons and the Johnson Brock Eagles. A special welcome to all of our listeners and viewers joining us from the Freeman school system. And, you know, before we go any further with tonight's broadcast, I'd like to take just a moment to acknowledge the passing of someone who was near and dear to our Freeman listeners, Glenda Cook, wife of longtime Freeman girls head coach Ken Cook, passed away this past Monday. Coach Cook and I have been friends for more than four decades, and I want to pass along our condolences and sincere sympathy to Ken and his family. She will most certainly be missed by the Freeman community. Glenda Cook was 82 years old. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, in this girls' varsity game for the Freeman Falcons, coached by Coach Shelby Watson, they are 16-4 on the season. They'll go with Brooklyn Verhuizen. She's 5'6 and a sophomore. Alicia Johansson. Johansson, also a sophomore at 5'10. Ruby Hindera. Hindera is 5'9 and a senior. Dakota Hainer, a senior at 5'9. And Faith Holland, also a senior at 5'11, rounds out the starting five for Coach Shelby Watson. As we said, the Freeman Falcons are 16-4. They're flying high. They're coming in off of a 51-37 win last night over the Sterling Jets. Clara, let's take a look at the Johnson Brock girls.
Yeah, for your Eagles, Coach Mitchell Atkinson, the Eagles' record so far this season, 17-2, and they're coming off that conference loss against Fall City Sacred Heart in overtime. For your starting lineups, we have Brooklyn Barron, a junior at number 2. Natalie Knippelmeyer, a senior at number 22. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a junior at number 24. Chloe Weiss, a junior at 30. And Taryn Ottoman, a junior also number 32.
Interesting to see how Johnson Brock does. We've mentioned this a couple of times here in the pregame. They lost their season opener, I believe it was Lincoln Christian, a close one to open the year. Then they reeled off 17 straight wins. They were flying high going into the Pioneer Conference Championship. They already had, I believe, a 12 or 14 point win over Sacred Heart earlier in the season. And I hate to say it, but maybe a little bit complacent. They came into that championship game and ended up dropping that one in overtime, 67-60, in the Pioneer Conference Championship. That game was played out at Southern High School. So they're looking to get back on track with another win tonight before we move into sub-district action. By the way, the sub-district brackets were released today by the NSAA, and I printed them off here somewhere. We do know that Johnson Brock will be playing here at Johnson. They will play at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And with the win, they would play at 6:30 on Thursday. So we do have those brackets. We'll look them up and tell you about the opponents a little bit later. We also want to remind everybody that we will have coverage of the sub-districts here in southeast Nebraska. We just can't tell you yet tonight who we're going to cover or when. A good chance that we'll have Johnson Brock on the air, if not both Tuesday and Thursday, Thursday for sure, and we'll see where it goes from there. Right now we're going to take another two-minute timeout. We'll step aside for a two-minute break. Be back with more of the pregame show on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Broadcasting.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Did you know February is American Heart Month? This is Sandy Bradley from Nemaha County Hospital's Cardiac Rehab Department. I want to remind you to take time to show your heart some love this February. Be sure to schedule a proactive checkup, choose heart-healthy foods low in saturated fat, and get moving. Any activity that gets your heart pumping is better than none. These small steps can make a big difference, and it is never too late to begin making lifestyle changes to improve your cardiac health and overall well-being. Join Nemaha County Hospital in raising awareness to keep you and your family healthy.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School, getting set for the girls' varsity contest, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Freeman Falcons. Before the break, we were talking about the sub-district brackets that were released today by the NSAA. In Class D1, Johnson Brock will be playing here at Johnson. They will face Lincoln Lutheran. That'll be a 6 o'clock ball game on Tuesday. And I believe that's the 13th, yes, Tuesday the 13th, they'll play Lincoln Lutheran. The second game that night, scheduled for 7:30, has Dylan Odell playing Dorchester here at Johnson. And then if Johnson Brock gets the win, we would assume they would, Lincoln Lutheran at 3-16 coming into that one. They would then play at 6:30 on Thursday the 15th against the winner of the Dylan Odell-Dorchester matchup. And Dorchester, that's one to look out for. They're 16-5 here, and I'll tell you, Claire, that might be quite a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we met the starting lineups. Incidentally, the D2 Sub-District 1 matchups, if you're wondering about that, that's going to be played at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. Sacred Heart will take on Pawnee City. Sterling will play HTRS. Those games, I can tell you, are both going to be heard live on KTNC in Fall City. All right, getting ready to tip it up here, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles and the Falcons of Freeman High School. Johnson Brock 17-2, Freeman 16-4. Faith Holland will step in to jump it up against Taryn Ottoman as we're ready to get underway. My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside Clara Heller, Ray Fenning, our producer-engineer, for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. The official steps into the center circle, and here's the tip. It'll be controlled by Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss will have to chase the ball down in backcourt. Weiss will bring it up. She'll be met defensively near the midcourt line, across the timeline into forecourt. She's trapped over there and doubled up in trouble. Nearly turned the ball over. It's loose on the floor, and the Falcons come away with the turnover and the steal. Into forecourt on the dribble is Dakota Hayner. At the top of the key, Hayner goes to the left elbow on the baseline, down deep into the left side. It went, that was Verhuizen. Now up top, Dakota Hayner with it again. They're working the ball around the outside of the three-point line on the perimeter. Left side, Alicia Johansson had the ball. This is Verhusen, again finds Johansson. To the near side is Hayner. She's guarded closely here by Brooklyn. She comes out after her. Brooklyn Behrens, that is. We've got Brooklyn Behrens, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Here's a pass on the baseline underneath. Gets away out of bounds. It'll be a turnover against the Falcons, and Johnson Brock will get the basketball back. Chloe Weiss to inbound it. Goes into Behrens. Behrens works the dribble. Picked up at three-quarter court by some pressure here. Freeman got the turnover the last possession. This time they get it across the timeline to Buckmeyer. To Behrens. Inside Ottoman at the free throw line. Chloe Weiss in the corner right side. Ottoman open look three. Right elbow off the glass. No. And the rebound pulled down by Ruby Kendera. Kendera gets her outlet pass down quickly. Down court comes Dakota Hayner. Into the corner. Baseline left side. Hayner picked up her dribble. She'll launch a long two from the corner. Up and good. It's a two for Dakota Hayner, and that's the first 2 points of the ball game. Freeman goes on top 2-0. We've played a minute and a half here. 6:31 to play in the first quarter. Johnson Brock loses the ball out of bounds. Yet another turnover. Well, three possessions, Clara, and they've come up empty here. Johnson Brock's going to have to work on handling that pressure.
Yeah, and after talking to Coach Atkinson, really needed to work on trying to find offensive openings. Freeman's a good defensive team, and once they get that defense up, they're off and going with their offense.
There's a shot in the lane by Ruby Kendera, up and off, no good. Behrens with a rebound. Brooklyn Behrens down court to set the offense. To the left side, finds Buckmeyer into Ottoman in the paint. Little floater by Ottoman, short up off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound picked up on the baseline by Brooklyn Verhusen. Verhusen, outlet pass to Hayner. Hayner down court with it. Hayner now works with the left-handed dribble between the rings, top of the circle, baseline left side, driving in is Faith Holland. Her shot is up and off, no good. The rebound comes down to the Falcons. Holland comes up with the basketball. Out to the left elbow, a long three is up and off, no good. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the rebound. Down quickly to Chloe Weiss into forecourt. It comes right back to Buckmeyer, hands off to Ottoman. Around to Brooklyn Behrens, driving in. Behrens has the ball dribbled away and stolen. Coming up with a steal, Ruby Kendera. Outlet pass down court quickly comes to Johansson. Johansson to the free throw line, gives into Ruby Kendera. Back to Johansson from the right side. A three is up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last by Buckmeyer on the baseline. It'll be Freeman's basketball. 5:18 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 your score here. Freeman on top, and the Falcons with the ball under their own basket. Verhusen lobs the lob pass into the top of the key, gets it up to Kendera. To the near side, Johansson with the basketball. There's Faith Holland. Now Hayner. Hayner holds the ball between the rings into Holland at the free throw line in the lane. Johansson from the right elbow up and off, no good. But the rebound, again pulled down by Hayner. Dakota Hayner. They lob it into the corner on the baseline left side. Kendera, no shot there, across to the near corner. Hayner can't get the shot in the paint. There's Faith Holland. Shot is up and good. Faith Holland with her first 2 points, and Freeman goes 4-0. Johnson Brock falling behind early here in their home gymnasium. Inbound pass to Ottoman. Turnaround shot is up. Ottoman got it, but they're going to say she was fouled on the floor. We'll let you pick that up.
I believe that foul is going to be on number 41, Faith Holland. That'll be her first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter.
Johnson Brock's basketball. They inbound it. Top it comes to Natalie Kniffelmeyer. She tried to go to Buckmeyer on the right elbow. Ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Brooklyn Verhusen. Chloe Weiss to inbound it for Johnson Brock in front of the Freeman bench. Around the horn it comes to Behrens on the left wing. Now Kniffelmeyer, top of the circle. Buckmeyer in the corner right side. They're working the ball around the outside of the three-point arc. Not able to penetrate the zone defense. Buckmeyer for three. It's in and out of there. Faith Holland with the rebound for the Falcons. Holland downcourt pass to Johansson. Johansson back up to Holland at the top of the key. Goes around to Dakota Hayner into the corner left side. That's Verhusen. Now Hayner holds the basketball. Just setting it up. Looked like she was going to take the three. Feeds it inside. Ball was loose for a minute. With it now is Kendera. Kendera has the ball dribbled away. Loose on the floor. Managed to grab it up and get it to Johansson. Now Holland holds it in the corner. Guarded by Ottoman. The ball is loose. It went off of Ottoman's foot. It'll be kicking the basketball and it'll stay with Freeman. And a substitute into the ball game coming in for Freeman now is Shiloh Wallman, a 5'6 freshman. Wallman checks into the lineup. She will replace Alicia Johansson for the Falcons. Freeman's basketball at the free throw line. Jump shot up and good. Ruby Kendera with her first 2 points. And Freeman has jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Johnson Brock having trouble with his press. A cross-court pass, Chloe Weiss tries to feed it to Knippelmeyer on the left side. Buckmeyer for three, off the glass, no. And the rebound comes down to Freeman, taken out by Hindera. Hindera gets the ball down court. Across the timeline, Dakota Hayner. She holds the basketball, dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle. Natalie Knippelmeyer comes out to pick her up defensively. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to play, first quarter, 6-0. Johnson-Brock has been held scoreless for the first 5 minutes of this basketball game. Inside, Faith Holland, guarded by Ottoman, goes up with a shot that's partially blocked. Chloe Weiss gets the rebound. Weiss, down court pass to the left side in the corner, Knippelmeyer. Top of the key, Buckmeyer. Ottoman for another long three. It's off, no good. Boy, Johnson-Brock not able to work the ball inside at all. The only shots they've been able to take have been on the outside perimeter shooting the threes. 6-0. Freeman with the early lead. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's a three from the corner right side, up and good by Brooklyn Vierhuizen. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor.
We'll step aside here for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson-Brock Drive.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back into Johnson-Brock High School. 2 minutes, 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Johnson-Brock has fallen behind 9-0, courtesy of a three by Brooklyn Vierhuizen and 2 points each by Ruby Hindera, Dakota Hayner, and Faith Holland. Back to live action, Johnson-Brock with the basketball, still needing to get some points on the board. This is Chloe Weiss with the dribble to the right side of the lane. Weiss picks up the dribble, bounce pass, looking for Ottoman. Ball stolen away nicely inside. Here come the Falcons down court in a hurry. Savannah Mahler's in the ballgame now for Freeman. She gets back to Hayner. This is Mahler for three off the front of the iron. No, Buckmeyer has the rebound. Gets it out to Ottoman. Down court in a hurry. Here comes Brooklyn Barons. They feed it underneath. Knippelmeyer goes in for the driving layup. A whistle and a foul. And Natalie Knippelmeyer will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for Johnson-Brock.
Yeah, that foul is going to be on number 13, Dakota Hayner. That's going to be her first personal foul, second team foul here for the Falcons.
First free throw for Knippelmeyer is up and off, no good. She'll have a second shot coming here. 2:06 to go in the first quarter, 9-0 our score. Knippelmeyer trying to get Johnson-Brock on the board. Free throw is up and got it. Got it to fall. The first point for Johnson-Brock comes with 2:04 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a tie-up. A held ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Falcons, so Freeman will have the basketball. Alicia Johansson will inbound the pass, tosses into Vierhuizen. Across court to the far side, Shiloh Wallman with the ball momentarily. Again, it comes to the near side, Vierhuizen. Vierhuizen, a cross-court pass. Mahler in the paint, driving lay-in up, and good. Nice move to the basket. That was Shiloh Wallman that got that one. Wallman, number 20 on the lay-in. Makes it 11-1. A double-digit 10-point lead here early for Freeman with a minute 39 to go in the first quarter. Chloe Weiss gives up top to Barons. Inside, Ottoman goes to the basket, a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Taryn Ottoman at the line for Johnson-Brock, where she'll be shooting two shots. I think that's going to go on Holland.
Yeah, that's going to be Holland's second personal foul. That'll be three team fouls now for Freeman.
At the free throw line is Taryn Ottoman. Free throw is up and off, no good. Johnson-Brock has yet to score a field goal. They are 1 of 3 at the free throw line. A minute 32 to go here in the first quarter. The Lady Eagles coming off that disappointing loss to Sacred Heart. Kind of slow getting started here tonight. They had won 17 in a row going into that ballgame. Taryn Ottoman, second free throw is up. This one bounces and she got the roll, got it to fall. Makes the score 11-2 now. The lead is 9. Bounce pass on the baseline. It's loose. Grabbed up by Buckmeyer. She got the steal. to Chloe Weiss. Weiss down court with the ball to the right side. Here comes Behrens with a driving lay-in up and off. No good. A fight for the rebound. Weiss comes up with it. Out to Buckmeyer. Into the corner. Knippelmeyer right side. Behrens with the basketball. Now around to Natalie Knippelmeyer on the left wing. Knippelmeyer has the pass knocked away and stolen by Dakota Hayner. Hayner across the timeline. Down to set the offense with 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. 11-2, Freeman out to a 9-point early lead here on Johnson Brock in the game being played here at Johnson. That's Dakota Hayner working the ball. She lost her dribble. Hayner feeds it inside and a whistle, and traveling is going to be called on Shiloh Wallman. The freshman traveled with the ball near the free throw line. Johnson Brock will get it back. Plenty of time here, 47 seconds to go in the first quarter, trailing 11-2. A cross-court pass. Oh, the ball is tipped away. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Good defensive effort over there by Shiloh Wallman. Johnson Brock will keep the basketball. Buckmeyer to inbound it. In it comes to Behrens. To the near side, Chloe Weiss on the wing, left side of the basket. A cross-court pass. Buckmeyer. Oh, she lost the handle on it. The ball went right through her fingertips, goes out of bounds. And boy, it just kind of feels, Clara, like Johnson Brock's a little out of sync here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the loss coming off that loss, but this one's going to be a tough battle. Got to get some offensive points up here.
Well, Freeman off to a good start with a 9-point lead. 25 seconds of play here in the first quarter. It's 11-2. Freeman with the basketball. Brooklyn Bierhusen. Most likely the Falcons will just play for one here. Down to 17 seconds in the paint. Oh, the ball is tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Freeman, and now Johnson Brock will have time to come down and play for the final shot of the quarter. 14 seconds to play in the first period. 11-2, Freeman up by 9. Johnson Brock doesn't want to dig themselves too much deeper of a hole here. Brooklyn Behrens gives to Chloe Weiss. Weiss into forecourt. Goes right around the defender, and I think she got shoved out of bounds. For a minute, I thought they were going to say that Chloe just dribbled the ball out of bounds, but the foul is going to be called on Freeman.
Yeah, that's going to be on number 32, Savannah Mahler. That'll be her first personal foul, 14 fouls now for the foul.
Into the corner, Natalie Knippelmeyer for three. It's off, no good. And the rebound coming down to Freeman. There's a buzzer after one quarter. 11-2 is our score.
We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Rock 5.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Clara Heller back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock girls off to a slow start here after one quarter. Down 11-2, Johnson Brock with the basketball to start the second period. Here's Taryn Ottoman for three. It's off, no good, and the rebound once again comes down to Freeman. Oh, it's loose on the floor, a struggle. Everybody going after it. Finally, a jump ball is called. Brooklyn Buckmeyer just kind of waded into the pile and was going after that loose basketball. Possession arrow favors Freeman. Falcons will have the basketball. Inbounding it in backcourt will be Alicia Johansson. Into Dakota Hayner. She'll come down and set the offense. Hayner picked up near midcourt defensively. Across the timeline to the left side, Shiloh Wallman. Back up top, it comes to Hayner. Now works the dribble to the right wing. Hands the ball off. A little handoff to Bierhusen. Bierhusen to the top of the circle. Back it comes to Bierhusen in the corner. Down deep, baseline right side. She reverses left-handed dribble. Almost walked with the basketball. And now it's a traveling is going to be called. Kind of felt that's what was going to come there, Clara.
Yeah. Johnson Brock definitely trying to put on some defensive pressure, get some turnovers here.
Turnover gives the ball back to Johnson Brock. They trail by 9, dug themselves a hole in the first quarter, down 11-2. There's another one of those dangerous across-court passes, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Freeman.
Yeah, that's going to be on Shiloh Wallman, her first personal foul of the quarter, first team foul of the quarter.
Frankly, Johnson Brock's girls just haven't done a real good job of handling this pressure. They're trying long across-court passes and getting them picked off over there. All right, setting up the offense. Now Buckmeyer goes to the right side to Behrens. Down to Knippelmeyer, deep in the corner. Back to Buckmeyer. Taryn Ottoman's going to try the three. She got it. Taryn Ottoman with the first field goal of the ball game for Johnson Brock. It comes after 9 minutes of play at the 6:48 mark here in the first half, second quarter. On the right side, Dakota Hayner handling the ball offensively. Chloe Weiss comes out to chase her. Looks like Johnson Brock has gone to a man-to-man defense here. Weiss is out after Hayner now. With the handoff, the ball comes over to Brooklyn Beerhues, and now inside goes Wallman. Bounce pass into traffic, trying to go up with a shot. Under the basket was Ruby Hindera, and Hindera is going to be at the line to shoot a couple.
Now they're going to call that foul on number 22, Natalie Knippelmeyer. Her first personal foul, first team foul for the Eagles.
Ruby Hindera at the line, a 5'9 senior, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Ruby now has 3 points in the ballgame. She hit a field goal back in the first quarter. Hindera takes aim, ready for her second free throw. It's on the way up. It is good also. Got them both. Hindera now with 4 points, and it's 13-5. Johnson Brock trailing here with 6 minutes, 24 seconds to play in the first half. Chloe Weiss on the right side of the arc to the near side. Buckmeyer had an open look, didn't take it. Now a little floater's up, rolls around and got it. Nice move to the basket by Brooklyn Buckmeyer, the junior, for her first bucket of the night. Makes it 13-7. Johnson Brock back within 6. All the way in for the layup. Won't go down. Put up by Shiloh Wallman. Rebound Johnson Brock. Down to Chloe Weiss on the left side of the bucket. In the paint. Goes to the corner right wing to Behrens. Top of the key. Taryn Ottoman. 3. This one's in and out. But the rebound, the putback is up. Off. Doesn't go for Behrens. Rebound Chloe Weiss. 2 offensive boards there. Now Knippelmeyer for 3. She's knocked to the floor out here. No foul. And Knippelmeyer slow getting up off the floor. Timeout is going to be taken on the floor.
Yeah, we'll step aside here now for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
After trailing by 9 after one quarter, 11-2, Johnson Brock has battled back to within 6 now, 13-7 your score, 5 minutes, 40 seconds to play in the first half. I noticed Coach Mitchell Atkinson out here having a rather animated conversation with one of our officials down in the corner. I'd like to hear what that was about. All right, into forecourt come the Falcons with the basketball and a 6-point lead. To the near side, this is Brooklyn Beerhusen. Into the corner on the right base is Savannah Mahler. Back up top, Beerhusen. They're working it around the outside edge again. There's a steal down court. Chloe Weiss on the fast breakaway lay-in up and good. Chloe Weiss with the lay-in. Chloe's first 2 points of the evening. And it's a 4-point basketball game, 13-9. All the way in, jump shot right side off the glass, no. Freeman with the rebound. Here's a three from the left corner. It's off. Doesn't go. Weiss with the rebound. Another fast break. Weiss puts it ahead to Behrens. Lay it up. No, she's fouled. And going to the free throw line for Johnson Brock will be Brooklyn Behrens. She'll be shooting 2 shots on that breakaway lay-in.
And that's going to be Shiloh Wallman's second personal foul. It'll be 2 team fouls now for Freeman here in this quarter.
All right, so at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, Brooklyn Behrens. First one is up and good. Got it to go. You said that's Wallman's second personal, right? Yes, it is. All right, at the line, Brooklyn Behrens, ready for her second attempt. She can get Johnson Brock back within 2. Free throw is up and no. Short off the front of the rim, the rebound down to the Falcons. nearly stolen. They get it across the timeline. Shiloh Walman kind of regains her composure, hangs on. Ooh, almost a turnover at the top of the key there. Dakota Hayter works the dribble. Hayter to the right corner, down deep on the right side. That's Mahler. Mahler tried to put it inside. Taryn Ottoman's there with a steal. Ottoman goes to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Up top, Ottoman, long three, got it. Taryn Ottoman is not afraid to shoot that one. She's the big girl inside. She's got 7 points, and just like that, we're tied at 13 apiece. Here's a turnover. Johnson Brock has been, I think they were down by 10 actually at 11-1 at one point. They trailed 11-2 at the end of the quarter. So they've evened it up, a chance to take the lead for the first time here for Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss getting instructions from Coach Mitchell Atkinson across the way. Weiss trying to set the offense, goes all the way in, wanted to go up with a shot. She's going to be fouled. Are they going to say it was on the floor, though, I believe? It will not be a shooting foul. Who's that one on, Clara?
I believe that one's going to be on number 25. That'll be Jordan Pella, her first personal foul, three team fouls now for the Falcons.
There's Taryn Ottoman with a lay-in off the glass, up and good. Taryn Ottoman has 9 points now in the ballgame for Johnson Brock and the Lady Eagles with their first lead of the contest, 15-13. Johnson Brock very slow getting started in this one. They fell behind by 10 in the first quarter, trailed by 9 after one period. Oh, there's going to be a whistle and a foul called on Johnson Brock, most likely on Chloe Weiss.
Yep, that'll be Weiss's first personal foul, second team foul here for the Eagles.
Will not be a shooting foul. It was on the floor. It'll be Freeman's basketball. They'll trigger it in on the baseline. On the left side on the baseline under the basket, Jordan Pella's in the lineup now. Pella tosses the pass in. Here's a three from the left wing that's off the glass and doesn't go. Ball is fought for on the baseline. They try to put it across. Hayter comes out with it to Faith Holland. Her jump shot from the free throw line is up and off no good. Behrens gets the rebound. Down to Natalie Knippelmeyer. To the left side, Chloe Weiss. Weiss gets it up to Lainey Knippelmeyer. Goes up with a three and a whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Lainey Knippelmeyer, the senior, at the line. She'll be shooting three shots.
That foul is going to be on Shiloh Wallman. Her third personal foul here in the second quarter.
All right, Lainey Knippelmeyer at the line. Free throw is up and good. Lainey Knippelmeyer is the kind of the sixth man here tonight with the absence of Daly Pelican, the freshman who suffered a concussion in practice this week. So Knippelmeyer, second shot is up and off, no good. Lainey's a senior, and she first one off the bench tonight for Johnson Brock in the absence of Daly Pelican. We mentioned Daly at home watching the stream on Strive, perhaps listening to our broadcast. Here's the second shot, or third shot, up and good. So Lainey hits two out of three, and Johnson Brock is up by four, 17-13. What a turnaround here, Clara, after being down by 9 after one quarter.
Yeah, definitely. I think hard defense definitely turned on the jets for the Eagles.
This is Dakota Hayter in the corner into Faith Holland. She's doubled up on quickly. Holland clears it top to Hendera. Hendera into traffic. Goes to the corner for three. Up and off. No good. Rebound Ottoman. Ottoman gets the ball taken away from her by Hayter. Up to Holland. And Holland tried to put a pass to the near side looking for Taylan Lang. Lang wasn't expecting the ball. One of those things where she zigged when she should have zagged and went out of bounds. We got a timeout.
Well, there's going to be a timeout on the floor called by Freeman here. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Quickly, a scoring update from Falls City. At halftime, the Falls City girls are leading HTRS 25-23. That game being heard live tonight over on KTNC. John Nixon has the call. 25-23, Falls City's girls leading HTRS, and that's at halftime. Here with 2:58 to play in the first half, Johnson Brockler has gone on a 15-2 run here in the second quarter. After trailing by 9, they're up by 4. 2:49, clock is running here in the second period. Now a tie-up, and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to favor the Falcons. It'll be Freeman's basketball. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. Johnson Brock Broadcasting, all synced up with our audio here on Sunny 101.3. Those of you at home can not only listen to us, watch the ball game, and, you know, Claire, we have to actually describe what's really happening. Here's Holland with a turnaround shot, up and good. They can check us out tonight to see if what we're telling them is what's really going on out there. 17-15, Johnson Brock lead cut to 2. On the left wing, this is Natalie Knippelmeyer with the basketball. She's double-teamed, has it taken away. Faith Holland comes up with a steal. Holland with the outlet pass to Dakota Hayner. Hayner pushes the ball down court for the Falcons. To Holland at the top of the key, gives back to Hayner. Around to Verhuizen on the left wing. Hayner goes inside to Holland. Taryn Ottoman there picking her up defensively. Here's a three from the right side up, off no good. Rebound, Hayner hits up and got the roll, got it to Dakota Hayner has 4 points, and we're tied at 17 apiece. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. A minute 51, the clock is running. Here comes Johnson Brock down court. Natalie Knippelmeyer almost has it stolen away, finds Buckmeyer. Inside Ottoman, off the glass, up and good. Taryn Ottoman is having a big quarter. She's got 11 points, all of them coming here in this period. Ball is loose on the floor. It gets away out of bounds. Lost over there in the corner by Taylan Lang. Like to see that sportsmanship. Brooklyn Barons helps her back to her feet down deep in the corner.
And we got a sub in for Freeman, Alicia Johansson, number 5 in here for Brooklyn Verhoeven.
Johansson, a 5'10 sophomore on the floor. Thank you, Clara. Help me with those. I don't always see them. Driving in, Barons with a driving lay-in. She got it, and she will be fouled. Nice move to the basket by Brooklyn Barons for her first field goal of the night. She'll be at the line for the and one.
Yeah, and that foul is going to be on number 13, Dakota Hayner. That'll be her first personal foul. 5 team fouls here for Freeman.
Brooklyn Barons is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Here she's shooting the and one. A minute 21 to play in the first half. Barons' free throw is up and good. Brooklyn Barons now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 4 points, and that puts Johnson Brock back up by 5. On the inbound pass, the ball was loose for a moment, then it's going to be grabbed up by Alicia Johansson. Freeman lucky to get that ball back. Johansson grabbed it up, and now we're going to have a 10-second call. They didn't get the ball across the midcourt line in time. You had to wonder if they weren't running close. You know, after a while, Clara, you just get a feeling for they're running out of time, and they did not make the 10-second call. A minute 9 to go here in the first half. The inbound pass to Brooklyn Barons. Brooklyn Barons gets the pick set there by Ottoman. Ottoman's going to launch another 3. This one is off the rim, doesn't go with the rebound. Comes down into the corner to Barons. Out to Chloe Weiss on the right wing. Top of the key. This is Buckmeyer. Has it dribbled away. Picked up by Barons. Barons in the paint. Floater is up. Couldn't get it, but she's going to be fouled. And we're going to put Brooklyn Barons right back to the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots for Johnson Brock.
That foul's going to be on number 12, Taylan Lang. Her second personal foul. Missed team foul, 5 team fouls here, and Johnson's in bonus.
First free throw is up and good for Brooklyn Barons. She's now 3 out of 4 from the line, has 5 points, and that puts Johnson Brock up by 6, 23-17, 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Brooklyn Barons, second free throw. It's up and good. Nothing but nylon on that one. No wear and tear whatsoever on the rim. Throw. Okay, against the press. They break it quickly. The Falcons into forecourt. Verhuizen to Holland on the left side. Shot is up and good. Holland with the basket. Give Brooklyn Verhuizen the assist on that one. Did a good job finding Faith just waiting on the left baseline. 24-19. There's a travel on Johnson Brock, and now the Eagles return the favor and turn the ball right back over to Freeman. They've got plenty of time with which to work. Faith Holland comes out of the lineup, and in to replace her is Ruby Hindera. Hindera back on the floor. Ruby, a 5'9 senior. Here come the Falcons on the offensive attack. Hayner with the ball. Dakota Hayner dribbles out into the midcourt circle. 20 seconds to go. They're just going to dribble it out and play for one here. Johnson Brock with a 5-point lead, 24-19 here, nearing the end of the first half. Now they'll go with it to the top of the key. Johansson around into the corner. in traffic, trying to get a shot off. Can't do it. Ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds, and it goes off of Freeman. There are 3.7 seconds to play. Johnson Brock avoided the last-minute basket here by Freeman. Now let's see if they can do something with 3.7 seconds. They'll be looking for a long down. Oh, they're going to roll it in. Let's see how this works out. Weiss picks it up, bobbles it for a minute. Into forecourt, Bachmeier, half-court shot won't go. And at the half, Johnson Brock is on top here.
Yeah, well, it's halftime. Our score going into half here, 24-19. We'll step aside here for a two-minute break and be back with a halftime scoring recap. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Drive.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest-growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
All right, thank you, Clara. At the half, Johnson Brock up now 24-19, a five-point lead. A huge second quarter for the Lady Eagles. They outscored Freeman in that second period 22-8. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for Freeman, the Falcons are led by Faith Holland. She has 6 points at halftime. Dakota Hainer with 4. Ruby Hindera has 4. Brooklyn Beerhusen with 3. Hunter Hainer had 2 in the ballgame for their total of 19 points. Individual scoring for Johnson Brock. They're led by Taryn Ottoman at halftime. She has 11, 10 of those coming in the second quarter. After that, 6 points for Brooklyn Barons, including a 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Natalie Knippelmeyer added 1. Brooklyn Buckmeyer has 2. Chloe Weiss with 2. And Lainey Knippelmeyer, 2 out of 3 from the line off the bench for 2 points for Johnson Brock's total of 24. Score by quarters after one period. Freeman led 11-2. Then we mentioned Johnson Brock went on a 22-8 run there in that second period to take a 24-19 5-point lead here at the half. From the free throw line, Freeman went 2 out of 2 at the charity stripe, and Johnson Brock hit 8 out of 12 from the free throw line.
Well, our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're going to take a little break out here at halftime and send it back to Ray Penning, our producer-engineer at the Sunny Studios. Ray's got 2 minutes of very important commercial information for you. That'll be followed by the latest update of our weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead the Freeman Falcons 24-19, and you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock's Strive TV.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 35. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Slight chance for isolated showers tomorrow night. Lows around 29. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Saturday with daytime highs approaching 45. 42, slight chance of snow Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2000. 2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School, 24-19. Johnson Brock, girls up by five, getting set to move into the third quarter.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Co. is also serving you from five additional locations in northeast Kansas.
My name is Randy Gatula. That's Clara Heller seated next to me. Clara, sophomore here at Johnson Brock High School, part of their Strive TV broadcast team, and we want to mention all the kids involved in that between games. We'll pick that up here later on. We move into the third quarter. Johnson Brock will have the first possession. Chloe Weiss gets the inbound pass. She dribbles to the right elbow, picked up the dribble, and comes to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Lob pass in. Taryn Ottoman. Shot is up for Ottoman. Off no good, but Taryn will be fouled, and that's going to put Ottoman at the free throw line. Interesting startup here tonight. Johnson Brock managed only two free throws, only 2 points in the first quarter, and battled back to a 24-19 lead here. Ottoman at the line, shooting two. The first one is up. Off the back of the iron, doesn't go. Who is a foul on there?
That foul's on number 10, Ruby Hedera, her first personal foul of the game and first team foul for the quarter.
Taryn Ottoman ready for her second free throw. This one is on the way up and good. She got that one, and that puts Johnson Brock up by six now, 25-19. They trailed by 10 at 11-1 early in the ballgame. Nearly stolen away there by Behrens. Into forecourt, bounce pass underneath the basket. Oh, we're going to have a travel there. Dragging the pivot foot was Ruby Hedera. Hedera just couldn't get the dribble put down. She had defenders on both sides of her, and that'll turn the basketball back over to Johnson Brock. Here come the Lady Eagles, up by six. We're just 30 seconds into the second half, 7:30 to play, third quarter. Chloe Rice takes it in, bounce pass underneath, was looking for Ottoman. The ball is grabbed up on the baseline by Alicia Johansson. Johansson being harassed and trapped in the corner, got rid of it to Verhuizen. Now Verhuizen has a pass tipped away by Ottoman. Johnson Brock has kind of turned the tables here a little bit now on Freeman, putting a little pressure of their own on here defensively. Freeman with the inbound pass to Dakota Hayner, all the way across court to Verhuizen, finds Faith Holland across the timeline. Now Hayner with the dribble at the free throw line over to Verhuizen on the right wing. Back it comes to Hayner. Dakota Hayner, 5'9 senior. She's the principal ball handler, kind of the spark plug to the offense at the point guard. Hayner goes off to Verhuizen, right back. They play catch with it. Now to Faith Holland, deep in the corner on the right side. Going to have a reach-in foul. Falling to the floor over there is going to be Brooklyn Behrens, and Behrens, I think, is going to get called for the foul.
Yep, that's going to be her first personal foul, first team foul here for the Eagles.
Only the third foul tonight that's been called on Johnson Brock. They've played pretty clean basketball here defensively. With the ball on the left wing is Verhuizen to back to the top of the key. Ruby Hedera. Lob pass to Faith Holland. She goes up with a shot. She will be fouled. I think she got Buckmeyer up in the air, and Brooklyn had nowhere to land there. I believe that's who it's going to go on.
Yeah, that should be Buckmeyer's first personal foul. Now that's going to be two team fouls here for Johnson Brock.
Faith Holland, her first attempt from the free throw line is up and good. She now has 7 points for the Falcons. That cuts the lead back to five at 25-20 with 6:36 to play in the third quarter here at Johnson. Faith Holland's second free throw is up. Got it. It's good also. She made them both. She's got 8 points now in the ballgame. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Clara Heller seated alongside us tonight on the color. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios. Chloe Weiss goes around the horn with it. Open look left side. And Implemeyer in and out, no good. Rebound Buckmeyer. Oh, she tried to hand the ball up to Behrens. Behrens wasn't ready for it and went out of bounds. There's a turnover on Johnson Brock. That's one they wish they had back down here in the corner. Freeman now with the basketball. Inbound pass comes to Dakota Hayner. Gives it right back to Alicia Johansson. Across court, Verhuizen with the dribble. Into the corner, right side. Verhuizen feeds the pass in. Dribbling in, shot is up, won't go. Put up by Ruby Hedera. She will be fouled, and now Hedera will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Ruby is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight.
That foul is going to be called on number 32, Taryn Ottoman. Her first personal foul, three team fouls now for the Eagles.
Ruby Hedera hits the first one. Already three team fouls. We haven't even played 2 minutes of the quarter. good chance Freeman's going to be shooting some free throws. Second shot is up and good also for Ruby Hindera. She has 6 points, and the lead is now trimmed to 2, 25-23. Buckmeyer barely saved it from going out of bounds. Goes to the baseline. A blocking foul stepping in front of her, I think, is going to be Hindera.
Yep, that should be Hindera's second personal foul. That'll be 2 team fouls now for Freeman.
Chloe Weiss will trigger it in on the baseline. Right side under her own basket. Up to the top of the key to Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens' free throw line gives off to Natalie Knippelmeyer, who finds Chloe Weiss. Around the horn it comes. Taryn Ottoman tried to get to the basket. Can't get there. Now she'll pull up for a long two. It's off the iron. Doesn't go. Faith Holland has the defensive board. Holland gets the outlet pass out to Dakota Hayner. Hayner down court quickly with the basketball on the right wing. Goes inside the paint with it. No shot there. Baseline left side in the corner. Back up top to Hayner. Knippelmeyer comes out to get in her face on defense. Hayner backs it back out to the left elbow. Into the corner left side. Hayner's pass goes to Johansson. Now across to Verhuizen on the far side. Brooklyn Verhuizen. Left side. Shot is up and off. No good. Taryn Ottoman with the rebound. That shot put up by Johansson. Down in a hurry to Chloe Weiss. Across to Brooklyn Behrens. In the corner. Natalie Knippelmeyer. Long three. Got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer, nothing but nylon from in the extreme deep corner on the left side of the basket. Knippelmeyer sunk it, and the lead is back to 5 now, 28-23. Johnson Brock on top, 4 minutes, 52 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Johnson. Freeman setting up their offense with a pass to Johansson, finds Verhuizen. Hayner goes inside to Holland. Holland lost the handle on it out of bounds. Good defense down there by Taryn Ottoman, and Johnson Brock is going to get the basketball. Freeman fans are not happy. Those of you watching on Strive TV can probably see a lot of Falcon fans on their parents across the, on their feet across the way, parents on their feet, expressing their displeasure.
Yeah, and we're going to have a sub in here for Freeman. That's going to be Shiloh Wallman in here for Johansson.
28-23, Johnson Brock up by 5, 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Into the paint, Buckmeyer gives it back to Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens kicks it out, Chloe Weiss for 3, got it. Chloe Weiss hits the 3 from the corner. She's got 5 points in the ballgame, and the lead is up to 8 once again, 31-23. I think this is the biggest lead of the ballgame for Johnson Brock, an 8-point advantage. We'll make a note of that here, 31-23, up by 8. Driving lay-in up and off, no good. Knippelmeyer had the rebound, and then there's a whistle. I think a foul is going to be called on Chloe Weiss trying to take that ball away here. Now, wait a minute, maybe not. Let's see who they put it on. We'll have to wait till they post it.
They're going to put that on Natalie Knippelmeyer. That'll be her first personal foul of the quarter. 14 fouls now here for Johnson.
Knippelmeyer with 2 personals total for the game at this point. 31-23, Johnson Brock by 8. They pass it underneath right side of the basket. Wallman can't get a look at the bucket. Oh, her pass is going to be wide of the mark, go out of bounds, and it'll be turned back over to Johnson Brock. 31-23. Boy, I'm just really filled up with Brooklyn's here. Brooklyn Behrens, Brooklyn Buckmeyer on Johnson Brock's side. On the other side of things, we had a Brooklyn Verhuizen in there, so I can just call it Brooklyn and be safe, I think, most of the time. Chloe Weiss had the ball taken away into the corner to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens, a little floater, rolls around, won't go, ball brought down. Nice job rebounding over there by Ruby Hindera. Then she almost lost the ball. Hindera gets rid of it to Verhuizen, and Brooklyn Verhuizen brings the ball up for it. All I need is Brooklyn, and Brooklyn with a double team on Brooklyn. Into the corner, there's a long three, left side, short off the front of the rim. Rebound Hayner to Faith Holland from the right side. Holland short is up and short. Rebound brought down in the corner, baseline right side. I think a timeout's going to be taken to save the possession here. Timeout on the floor.
Yeah, we'll step aside here for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Tell us about the crew tonight here.
All right. We're here for our Johnson Brock broadcasting team for this girls' game. We've got Gretchen, Lincoln, Autumn, Aubrey, and Johanna working the game. Thanks to them for providing our video stream on Johnson Brock's Drive.
And Clara Heller, that voice you hear introducing all of her classmates. Back to live action. Freeman with the basketball. There's a three from the left wing that's off the rim. And the rebound brought down by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer gets it out to Weiss. Here we come down court quickly. Bounce pass under to Knippelmeyer. Oh, looked like Johnson Brock had an opportunity there that got away from him. Good defense there on the part of Alicia Johansson, a 5'10 sophomore. Got back and was able to bat that ball away. Touched last by Johnson Brock. 31-23. Freeman was in danger of falling behind by double figures on that breakaway lay-in there, and he got back on defense on time to stop it. Now with the ball is Jordan Pella in the lineup. This is Pella with one dribble and then a cross-court pass. Goes over to Shiloh Walman. Inside ball knocked around. Whistle. I think we're going to have another reach-in foul called on Johnson Brock.
Yeah, I believe that foul is going to be on number two, Brooklyn Barron. That'll be her second personal foul. Five team fouls here now for Johnson Brock.
So, stepping to the free throw line will be Shiloh Walman. She's a 5'6 freshman, has 2 points on one field goal tonight. Shooting two here, the first one is up and good for the freshman. Shiloh Walman now with 3 points. Trims the lead back to seven at 31-24. For a moment there, it was an 8-point advantage, nearly 10. Second shot is up. It's good also. Shiloh Walman, the freshman, just steps up there like she does it every day and brought two of them in. She's got 4 points. The lead is back to six now with 2 minutes, 22 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Johnson Brock. Get the ball up to the top of the key. Natalie Knippelmeyer driving lay-in up. Oh, couldn't get it. Rebound Ottoman. Follow shot put back up and good. Taryn Ottoman was there for the putback. Taryn has 14 points in the ball game, and the lead is back to 8. Now a driving layup the other end. Ottoman with the block. Oh, she had an awful lot of basketball there, Clara.
Yeah, they're going to call a foul on her, unfortunately. That'll be her second personal foul. The Freeman Falcons now in bonus.
Shiloh Walman was trying for a layup, and Ottoman just swatted the ball into next week here. At the line, first free throw is up. That one did not go, did it? I looked away. Rolled off to the side.
Did not. Okay. We've got a few subs in here for Freeman. Number 25, Jordan Pella, I believe. And number 10, Ruby Hendera.
Shiloh Walman ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is up, and it's good. She's now hit 3 out of 4 for the freshman, has 5 points, and the lead is back to 7, 33-26, just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. With the ball into the paint, Buckmeyer takes it in for a driving layup that won't go. Chloe Weiss does a great job of crashing the boards and coming in for that rebound. Looked like a sure board there for Shiloh Walman. Chloe Weiss came out of nowhere and tied her up. The held ball possession arrow favors Freeman, so the Falcons will have the ball. Down by 7, Freeman with the basketball. 1:44 to go here in this third quarter. On the right wing, handling the ball on the right side is Bierhuizen, Brooklyn Bierhuizen. At the free throw line, turnaround shot up and off. That's going to go out of bounds. Safe going out of bounds to Ottoman. Here we go. 3-on-2 fast break. Chloe Weiss brings it down. Decides to hold things up. Now gives it up top. Laney Knippelmeyer for 3 off the iron. No, Laney was not going to hesitate to pull the trigger on that one. She had a wide open look. You almost got to take that kind of a shot. It wouldn't drop for her, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Freeman. A minute 19 to go here in the third quarter now. Down court pass on the right side. Shiloh Walman across the timeline. She stepped on the sideline and will turn the ball over. And again, a very unhappy group of Freeman fans across the way. That happened right in front of the Freeman bench.
They were looking for a charge on Buckmeyer there. Did not get that.
All right, with the ball is Ottoman. Ottoman to the top of the key, Buckmeyer. Now Laney Knippelmeyer with the ball. Finds Ottoman. Chloe Weiss. Weiss tried to dribble in, almost had it taken away. Ottoman comes up with it in the paint, forces up a shot, no. Ottoman rebound, follow shot, put back. Taryn Ottoman got her own rebound and put it back. She's got 16 points now for Johnson Brock, and the lead is 9, 35-26. a whistle, and another foul is going to be called on the Eagles.
And they're going to call that on number 42, Lainey Knippelmeyer. That'll be, or 24, excuse me, that's going to be on Buckmeyer. That'll be her second personal foul, and Freeman is in both.
We're using at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and off, no good for Brooklyn, one of the many Brooklyns that we have out here on the floor. Brooklyn Vierhuizen ready for her second free throw attempt. 3 points so far. This one is up. It's good. Brooklyn hits that one. Makes it 35-27. The lead is back to 8. 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Johnson Brock perhaps play for one here. With the ball is Behrens. Gives up to Chloe Weiss. They run a little weave at the top of the key. Weiss works the dribble. Goes to the left side. Gives off to Taryn Ottoman. 23 seconds to go. Ottoman holds the ball for a minute. Now they come out to pressure her defensively. Ottoman needs help. Hands it off to Weiss. Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson Brock.
It's a break. We're listening to Girls High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and our Johnson Brock Drive.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back with you here at Johnson Brock High School with 15.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock defensively has held Freeman without a field goal in this entire period. Freeman has made 8 out of 10, however, from the free throw line to put 8 points up there. 35-27, the lead is 8 for Johnson Brock. They will have the basketball with a chance to play for a final shot. Lob it into Chloe Weiss in backcourt. She's guarded by Hayner. Weiss gets it across the timeline. Left side, a lot of pressure. Traveling is going to be called. She'll turn it over. Give the ball back, and now Freeman with a chance for a final shot for the quarter. 9.2 seconds on the clock. Freeman's basketball. Vierhuizen inbounds it to Hayner. Hayner into forecourt. Dakota Hayner, top of the key. This is Faith Holland into the corner. Hayner. Hayner, a little floater from the right side. His short doesn't go. After three quarters, Johnson Brock on top.
Well, we'll take a one-minute break. We're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and watching on Johnson Brock Drive.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Quarter action. Here's Chloe Weiss with a driving lay-in. Lays it off the glass and put it down. It's a 10-point lead for Johnson Brock. There's a steal by Natalie Knippelmeyer. Gets it ahead to Brooklyn Behrens. Bounce pass. Taryn Ottoman handles the basketball. A cross-court pass. Here comes Buckmeyer. She does not take the shot. Gives it back again to Chloe Weiss. It's a 10-point Johnson Brock lead. Their biggest lead in the game. Buckmeyer in the corner on the left side. Now patient here with the ball. Johnson Brock just passing it around. Hahnemann back out to Weiss once again into the corner, driving. Knippelmeyer, a little floater right side. It's in and out of there. Rebound, follow shot. Hahnemann couldn't get it. Out of bounds. It's going to go off of Freeman. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Quickly, a halftime score from Auburn. The Auburn girls leading Lincoln Lutheran at the half, 27-21. Auburn over Lincoln Lutheran. That's a halftime score in Auburn tonight. In the left side, Chloe Weiss inside the paint, kicks it to the corner. There's an open look for Brooklyn Behrens for three. She got it. Nothing but money from the corner on the right side. Brooklyn Behrens has 9 points. And suddenly, it's 40-27 here early in the fourth quarter. At the seven-minute mark, Johnson Brock enjoying their biggest lead after trailing by 10 to start the ballgame. There's a shot that set does not go, but we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Eagles, and it'll be a shooting foul for Freeman.
Now they're going to call that on number 24, Brooklyn Buckmeyer. It'll be her first personal foul of the quarter, first team foul here for the Eagles.
First free throw is up and off, no good for Brooklyn Verhuizen. Brooklyn has 4 points tonight. She has a tray. She's now 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe. Brooklyn Verhuizen, a 5'6 sophomore. Second free throw is up. She got that one. Verhuizen makes 1 out of 2. She's now 2 out of 4 from the night at the line. Has 5 points. The lead is cut back to 12 now at 40-28. Johnson Brock enjoying the 12-point advantage. Hahnemann. Hahnemann off the glass. Give Buckmeyer the assist. Karen Hahnemann with the lay-in. Hahnemann now with 18 points for Johnson Brock, and it's a 14-point lead now, 42-28, up by 14. There's a fight for the loose basketball. They're letting them play. Not sure we'd have a jump ball there. Oh, almost traveling is Verhuizen. Gets it to Holland. Faith Holland takes it in for a driving layup. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Buckmeyer. She somehow came out of that traffic with the dribble. Buckmeyer's going to bring the ball up court herself. Lobs it to the right side. Knippelmeyer, jump shot in the corner. Up and off, no good. Faith Holland has the defensive board. Holland with the outlet pass comes to Dakota Hayner. Hayner with under 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Brings it into forecourt. Verhuizen, right side in the corner. Beats to Holland. Holland on the right side of the free throw circle. Going to be tied up. And again, Chloe Weiss. Chloe can really be a pest defensively. She reaches in. I see her tie a lot of ball players up there.
Yeah, so far this season, she's got 45 steals. Averages about 2.4 steals a game.
Kind of reminds you of a little chihuahua just nipping at your ankles all the time. And there, that time she got the tie-up. Possession arrow stays with Freeman. They lob it in. Verhuizen, free throw line. Shot is up and off. Does not go. Now a chase down for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Brooklyn Behrens. Pick your Brooklyn. There's three of them out there. Behrens touched that one. That's one of those occasions I had all three of my Brooklyns after the basketball at once. All right, the basketball belongs to Freeman. They will inbound it. Shiloh Wallman tosses in. It's the pass into Brooklyn Verhuizen, a cross-court pass. There's a little floater that's up and good. That was a nice move to the basket by Faith Holland, and that puts Faith in double figures. She has 10 points now for the Freeman Falcons. That was a nice move by the senior in the paint. Nice soft touch with a floater on it. 42-30. The lead is 12 for Johnson Brock. A cross-court pass comes to Knippelmeyer. To Buckmeyer. Oh, that pass. Holland got that one easily. Brooklyn Buckmeyer wishes she had that one back. She was looking for Karen Hahnemann on the baseline. Now it comes to the top of the circle, a cross-court pass. Dakota Hayner feeds it over there. Back up top to Hayner. Hayner feeds deep on the right side. Hindera. There's an underhanded scoop shot up and good by Shiloh Wallman. Wallman with that basket. She has 7 points. And the lead is back to 10. Johnson Brock was up by 14 momentarily. A lot of time left in this one. Don't go away. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock.
Yeah, we'll take a timeout on the floor here. Step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and Johnson Brock Drive.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
101.3.
Presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Co. also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
Johnson Brock will have the basketball when play is resumed. The inbound pass comes into Brooklyn Behrens. She works the dribble, gives to Chloe Weiss on the right side. Weiss left-handed dribble inside the free throw circle, back to the right handle, comes over into the corner again with it. Back and out between the rings now is Behrens. Coming out to chase Behrens defensively is Jordan Pella. Here's a layup off the glass. Left side won't go for Johnson Brock. Rebound to Freeman. Falcons down by 10. A lot of time left here. 4 minutes, 12 seconds to play in the ballgame. Freeman can pop a couple of threes to get back in this one. In the corner with it is Lang handling the ball. Lang brings it up top now to Wallman. To the left side, this is Jordan Pella. Lay-in up and good. That was a sweet move to the basket there by Shiloh Wallman. Wallman's got 4 points here in the quarter. She now has 7, and the lead is trimmed down to 8. Keep in mind, a minute ago, Johnson Brock had a 14-point advantage. Now cut to 8. Chloe Weiss with it. You're down to 3:39. You got to wonder, when does Mitchell Atkinson say, let's just slow things down here a little bit? There's another turnover on the travel by Chloe Weiss, and things kind of coming unraveled right now a little bit here for Johnson Brock.
We are going to have a sub here for Johnson Brock, Lainey Kniffelmeyer in for Brooklyn Behrens, and then for Freeman, Ruby Hendera, and Dakota Hayner back in the ballgame.
All right, Hayner gets the inbound pass. Dakota across the timeline. Dribbles into forecourt, comes to Wallman on the left wing, back up top to Hayner. The lead is 8 now, 3:24 to go. Hayner thought about the shot. Now Lang has it in the corner, around to Hayner. Here's a long 3, left corner, off no good. The rebound is fought for. Buckmeyer doing her usual good job. Down court, fast break. Here's Chloe Weiss with a driving layup. She got it in, she's fouled. Chloe Weiss with a nice move to the basket on the fast break. Got the lay-in to fall. She now has 9 points in the ballgame. A chance to get into double figures if she can make the and one.
So that foul is going to be on number 20, Shiloh Wallman. That'll be her fourth personal foul, first team foul here in the quarter for Freeman.
Chloe Weiss with a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way here. The and one coming up. This will be her first attempt from the free throw line. Chloe has 9 points. This would put her in double figures. It's up. She got it. It rattled around a long time, but it went in a hole. And in the scorebook, you know what? It counts one. 45-34 now, an 11-point lead for Johnson Brock as with 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 3 minutes to play and an 11-point ballgame. Here's a shot from the corner for three that's off the rim. No. Rebound comes up to Johnson Brock's Knippelmeyer, taken away, and then a whistle and a foul. A nice job of stealing the ball there by Dakota Hayner.
I believe they're going to call that foul on number 30, Chloe Weiss. That'll be her second personal foul. It'll be 2 team fouls here for the Eagles.
All right, a long ways from shooting here. Only 2 team fouls so far, only 1 on Freeman. 2:47 to go in the ballgame. Here's a long 3 from the right side that's off the rim. Rebound, follow shot. Faith Holland doesn't go. Rebound underneath. Karen Ottoman, triple team. Got rid of it out to Chloe Weiss. Weiss with Faith Holland. Comes all the way down the court. Lost the handle on the basketball. It goes out of bounds. Yeah, it was touched last year by Freeman. Good call by the fans here on the side. The student section for Johnson Brock, very emphatic about pointing out the fact that the Falcons touched the ball. They got it right. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball into Taryn Ottoman. Up top comes to Behrens. 2:27 to go. Oh, pass nearly stolen away. Good job by Kniffelmeyer. You thought maybe we'd get a timeout there. Now we're going to have a jump ball call. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. That would have maybe been an excellent time to use a timeout to preserve the possession. Now we ended up with a held ball call. Johnson Brock will have the basketball. Meanwhile, the clock has ticked down to 2:19 to go. Johnson Brock looking for their 18th win of the year. They are 17-2. Into Chloe Weiss it comes. Weiss is double teamed. She's trapped and needs help. Now we've got a timeout taken to preserve the possession.
Well, we'll step aside again here for a 30-second break. You are listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and watching on Sky.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. 2 minutes, 14 seconds left to play. This is 45-34. Johnson Brock on top at this point. And with, I was looking back earlier, they had 8 of 10 free throws. So our quarter score was 35-27. Now it's 45-34. Down to 2:14 to go. Johnson Brock with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Brooklyn Barons being harassed out here defensively by Shiloh Wallman. Gives it up to Taryn Ottoman. Now to Brooklyn. Buckmeyer, she's going to launch a three off the iron. I'm not sure that was Johnson Brock's game plan, was to hoist a three there when you're up by 11 under 2 minutes to go, but it did not go, and that gives Freeman a chance to come down and cut into the lead. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, Faith Holland up and good. Faith Holland has 12 points in the ballgame. Timeout's going to be taken by Freeman. 1:45 to go in the ballgame, 45-36. Johnson Brock is on top.
Now we'll take another 30-second break. Thank you for listening here on Sunny 101.3 and tuning in on Stride.
At Nehalem County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Johnson Brock High School. Randy Gatula, Clara Heller with you here courtside. 45-36, the Johnson Brock Eagles up by 9. A minute 45 seconds left to play here in regulation. Johnson Brock's basketball, they will inbound it against full court pressure. Chloe Weiss goes into Taryn Ottoman. Down court it comes, Natalie Knippelmeyer. She gets the ball into forecourt. Knippelmeyer has the ball ripped away, out of bounds. I don't think we had a foul call. It's just going to be Johnson Brock's basketball. Weiss will inbound it right in front of the Johnson Brock bench. Lob pass comes into Ottoman under the basket. Ottoman goes up with a shot. She will be fouled.
And that's going to be on number 10, Ruby Hendera, her third personal foul. Two team fouls here now for Freeman.
Taryn Ottoman, 18 points in the ballgame tonight. She is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line so far. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up. It's good. 19 points now for Taryn Ottoman, the junior. And she'll have another one coming.
And for Freeman, we've got 2 subs here, Shiloh Wallman and Faith Holland coming back into the game.
Taryn Ottoman ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim, shot is up, it's good. Got them both down the middle. Taryn Ottoman, 20 points in the ballgame. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a complete scoring rundown, let you know how your favorite player performed tonight here in Johnson. All the way into the baseline goes Hayner. Kicks it to the corner to Wallman. Deep right side. Lob pass Faith Holland under the basket. Shot is up and good for Faith Holland. She keeps pouring them in. She's got 14 points now for Freeman. Clock it down to a minute 15 to go. Barons gets the ball across the timeline. Gives it over to Ottoman. Taryn Ottoman at the free throw line. She's going to be tied up by Faith Holland. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Freeman. These Freeman Falcons are not going to go away here. They're still battling. Down to a minute 7 to play. Well, stranger things have happened. It's still a 9-point lead for Johnson Brock. 1:05, clock ticking away. Into fourth quarter quickly comes Dakota Hayner. Falcons need threes, and they need threes quickly. A cross-court pass, Hayner. Can't get an open look. Good job by Chloe Weiss to be there with her on the defense. Up top, Hendera. Hendera almost has it turned over. Ball is loose on the floor. Stolen. Coming up out of there with it is Chloe Weiss on the dribble. Weiss dribbles down court. Gets it across the timeline into forecourt. Now Behrens with the dribble. 39 seconds to go. A cross-court pass goes to Ottoman. Ottoman works the left sideline. Back to the top of the key. Finds Buckmeyer. Comes to Behrens with it. Behrens dribbles to the right side. Now finally a reach-in foul is going to be called on Ruby Hindera.
Yes, that'll be Hindera's third personal foul for this quarter. It'll be three team fouls now for Freeman.
All right. Subs checking in now for Freeman. Let's see who we got. Talon Lang is back onto the floor. Also into the contest now. Jordan Pella checking in. Inbound the ball comes in. This is Behrens with the dribble. A whistle and a foul called on Johansson, I believe, gets called for this one.
Yes, that'll be her first personal foul. 14 fouls now for Freeman.
Next one, they'll be shooting Johnson-Brock. Down to 24.8 seconds to play. 47-38. Johnson-Brock, you think, with a safe lead of 9 here. In the backcourt, it comes Kniffelmeyer. They're going to come out and come after her with a foul. And we'll put Natalie Kniffelmeyer at the line. But now the clock is down to just 20 seconds to go here. Houston, I think. Well, maybe not.
They're going to put that on Alicia Johansson, her second personal foul here in the fourth.
At the free throw line, Natalie Kniffelmeyer has 4 points so far tonight. Free throw was up and good. Natalie has now hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line and has 5 points. Again, be with us for our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. That'll be coming up immediately after this. And, of course, the boys' varsity game a little bit later. Second free throw up and good also. Natalie Kniffelmeyer with a pair of free throws. Now has 6 points in the ball game. The lead is back to 11 with just 15 seconds to go. Freeman with the basketball. Shiloh Wallman dribbles in, driving layup. She gets fouled. Wallman will go to the line with 9.9 seconds to play in the ball game. Shiloh Wallman has made 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Shiloh with 9 points in the ball game.
They're going to put that foul on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her fourth personal foul here. 3 team fouls for Johnson Brock.
Wallman misses the first one. She's got a second opportunity here to get into double figures. Lainey Kniffelmeyer checks in now for Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. Kniffelmeyer back onto the floor. Shiloh Wallman looking for her 10th point to be in double figures with this free throw. Shot is up and rimmed it off. Couldn't get it. The rebound to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman is trapped in backcourt. Gets it to Behrens. Behrens starts to dribble up. They should just let her dribble it out here, I would think. There's the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score, Johnson Brock 49 and Freeman 38. Boy, did they take that off the board in a hurry. You got to write it down quick. 49-38 is your final score tonight. The Johnson Brock girls pick up their 18th win of the season. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the postgame show right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by to see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now, with a look at the numbers from the girls' game, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Clara. The final score tonight, Johnson Brock with the win, 49-38, your final. Individual scoring for the Freeman Falcons, a big night for Faith Holland. She led the way with 14 points in the ballgame. Shiloh Wallman, the freshman, came off the bench and added 7. 6 for Ruby Hindera. Brooklyn Beerhusen had 5, and Dakota Hainer with 4. Hunter Hainer added 2 for their total of 38 points in the ball game. From the free throw line, Freeman hit 11 out of 16 at the charity stripe. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, two players in double figures, Taryn Ottoman with 20, Chloe Weiss had 10 in the ball game. Adding 9 was Brooklyn Behrens, Natalie Knippelmeyer with 6, and Brooklyn Meyer and Eleni Knippelmeyer with 2 points each for Johnson Brock's total of 49. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock hit 14 out of 19 at the charity stripe. The score by quarters, Freeman off to a great start. They led 11-2 after one quarter. 24-19, Johnson Brock was up at the half. At the end of three quarters, Johnson Brock led 35-27 before going on to the 49-38 win. With the win, the Johnson Brock Eagles improved their record to 18-2 on the year. The loss dropped Freeman's record to 16-5 on the season.
Well, this post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it.
All right. Our final score then, 49-38 is our final as we wrap it up. We've got a special halftime guest stopping by we're going to visit with right now, and we're pleased to have joining us here, right, Johnson Brock High School graduate, Fallon Studhite, joining us. Fallon, good evening, young lady.
Hello.
Been a while since we've had a chance to visit here on the air, and I thought it'd be fun to have you stop by. Of course, I've been following you out at UNK and watching all the volleyball and stuff, so let's give our listeners here in the Johnson Brock area a little life's update on Fallon Studhite. What are you doing these days, Fallon?
So, yeah, I graduated from UNK, finished up playing volleyball last year, graduated in May, so then I moved to Lincoln and I'm getting my master's in speech pathology now.
Working on speech pathology at UNL?
What was that?
At UNL? Is that where you are now?
At UNL.
What's it like coming back into the gym and watching these kids? Make you feel a little bit old?
Yes, it does, definitely. I always say I feel like once you graduate, everyone should stay the same age, and then you come back 5 years later and hardly recognize anyone.
Fallon, talk a little bit about the experience at UNK. I followed you out there, as I'm sure you maybe met my son Todd a couple of times on campus, and I watched you play some volleyball out there. Talk about that experience. What was it like with the Loafers?
Yeah, I had an amazing experience at UNK. I have nothing good to say about the town and the university and all the people there. Coming from a small town, I think, I originally went to UNL, and then I kind of was just craving that smaller town feel and more community involvement like we have here in Johnson. And so I went out to UNK and found exactly what I wanted and just, yeah, had an amazing experience. I kind of miss Kearney these days.
My son's been out there for about 30 years now, and watching Kearney grow over the last 30 years, all the retail shopping out to the north end of 2nd Avenue and all the new YMCA, the new hospitals, they just goes on and on, the new high school gyms, all the construction. Really fun community, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Even with the 3 years that I was there, it seems to change so much. So I'm excited to see what it will be like in even 5-10 years. So,
Fallon, with the experiences that you've had now with the college, the volleyball experience, if you had a chance to talk to the young ladies here playing for Johnson-Brock tonight, or for that matter, to the Freeman girls out here, what's the single most important message you'd want to share with those girls?
Yeah, gosh, I just think in the moment you don't quite realize how special it is to get to play with the people you grew up with in front of the people that you've known since you were young. And I mean, I've got to play 4 years of college volleyball at one of the top schools in D1 and D2, and I still say nothing compares to playing and winning 3 state championships with here at Johnson-Brock. I mean, it's so different when it's your best friends and the people you've known since, gosh, kindergarten or first grade, and in front of the community that we have here. I mean,
Something that makes me sad to see, Fallon, is students pick out one sport and decide I'm going to play club ball and not participate in the others. Now,
yeah.
I know, obviously, volleyball was your cup of tea, but you were out here playing basketball with your teammates, and I trust you don't ever regret that for a minute, do you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. And even, I think, being a multi-sport athlete and getting the experience to play multiple sports just is so beneficial, even if you do want to focus on one sport eventually. I mean, even college coaches say all the time that they want the multi-sport athletes and the kids that are involved in playing more than one sport. So I absolutely would play 3 sports.
I saw Terry Pettit had a post up on that earlier this week about encouraging kids to stick it out, play all the multiple sports, don't try to concentrate on just the one. Well, Fallon, thanks for stopping by here. Let's enjoy this second ball game, and appreciate you coming by to see us.
Of course. Happy to be back.
All right. That's Fallon Stoodheight. She graduated, I believe, 2019 here at Johnson-Brock High School and went on to play some volleyball at the University of Nebraska and then eventually for UNK and the Lopers. That's Fallon Stoodheight. All right. We're going to send it back to Ray Penning at the Sunny 101.3 Studios for about 10 minutes, and then we'll be back with the pregame show in the beginning of our second half of our doubleheader, the boys varsity game, coming up right here on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.